If you have a kid with a birthday early in the new year, you may want to buy the toy now. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Good morning to you. First, the World Bank has given the global economy a health checkup 10 years after the recovery began from the great financial crisis. Globally, the recovery has been uneven, which has consequences for the next recession, which will happen someday. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports this is especially true for the economies of developing countries and emerging markets.
World Bank researchers found many emerging markets were well-placed to respond to the recession, relatively low deficits, manageable public debt, so countries like India, Brazil, and Mexico looked really good to investors, who started throwing money at them. And with low interest rates, a lot of governments took it. Jayla Pazar-Bashoglu is with the World Bank.
Now they are in a weaker position, both in terms of higher debt, more fiscal deficit, to be able to react to if there was a global downturn.
Governments now have fewer tools to respond to an economic shock. Layla Mosley teaches international politics and economy at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
As global investors get more nervous, they might be less willing to allow countries to refinance their debt as it comes due.
And with the trade war ongoing and protests cropping up all over the globe, many are already dialing back their risk. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
General Motors is not liable for punitive damages over accidents involving vehicles with its faulty ignition switches if those accidents happened after GM went bankrupt in 2009. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on this federal appeals court ruling.
The court ruled that because a new GM emerged after the company filed for federal bankruptcy protection, it isn't responsible for alleged misconduct that occurred beforehand under the old GM. That misconduct, faulty ignition switches that caused engine stalls, kept airbags from deploying, and have been linked to 124 deaths and 275 injuries, and a lot of litigation. This may set a precedent and could be a defeat for those suing GM. Punitive damages are meant to punish corporations for intentional wrongdoing. And GM acknowledged that it knew about the ignition switch problems for more than a decade. General Motors has recalled more than 2.6 million vehicles in the past 5 years over ignition switch problems and has paid out more than $2.6 billion in related settlements. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
Let's check the markets. The 100-share index in London is down 1.3%. Here, Dow and S&P futures are down 0.4%. The Nasdaq future is down about 0.5%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng index went down about 0.75% overnight. It's down 3.4% over the last 2 weeks, given escalating political unrest in Hong Kong.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
What has been designated as the biggest shopping day of the year is a week from Friday. Shall we all say it again as a chorus? Gee whiz, Thanksgiving is late this year. And toy store owners have an eye on international affairs, with a 15% tax on toys imported from China set to take effect December 15th. Now, this won't affect prices this holiday season, but it will in the new year, most likely. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports from a toy store in suburban Maryland.
Mike Bray owns two toy stores about 20 miles north of D.C. I meet him at the one in Laurel, Maryland. There's a wall of puzzles, remote control planes, and lots of toy models of tanks, jets, and artillery. Bray is 55, trim, energetic, and a bit harried.
I just got started on something that I have to get to the end of.
A lot of what Bray sells at his Hobbyworks stores is from China. He says the next round of tariffs would eat up almost half of its profits. Take a model Soviet missile. The next time Bray places an order, the price will climb from around $46 to over $50. And that's a threshold he doesn't want to cross.
$46 in a consumer's head, you know, is they act differently than when it gets over $50.
As in, they put it back on the shelf. Bray says he'd shoulder a little of the tariff himself to keep the model under $50. Big box stores like Target have said they will force their suppliers to pick up those costs, but Bray doesn't have their bargaining power. So customers like Samin Manizadeh, who just bought four model rockets, would have to pay more. Manizadeh spots the Made in China label.
Oh, yeah, this is made in Guangdong.
Bray says with the 15% tariff, the price would go from about $24 to just under $30. Manizadeh says he'd still buy the rockets, especially since the price hike would be caused by tariffs.
It's more palatable than saying, oh, it's a markup where someone is like price gouging along the way.
That's comforting for Bray. But he's not just worried about his toy business. Bray also manufactures specialty carrying cases for things like remote control airplanes. His bags are made in China, and he now has to pay a 42% tariff, up from almost 18% last year. That added almost $9,000 to the latest order of about 2,000 bags.
I was like, holy moly, except I didn't say moly. What are we going to do about this?
Bray has thought about making his bags in Mexico to avoid the tariffs, but it would be a big logistical challenge and cost more. So he's staying in China and hoping a trade deal brings those tariffs back down.
It's gambling. You're just guessing. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Am I going to make a profit on this order or not?
Or he says he might get out of manufacturing bags and just focus on toys. In Laurel, Maryland, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And with Democratic presidential candidates Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders among those calling for increasing taxes on the very wealthy, there are other or additional ways to get rich people to pay more, make them pay what they already owe under present rules. A new research paper predicts the richest 1% of American taxpayers will avoid $5 trillion in taxes over the next 10 years. That's from Penn Law Professor Natasha Sarin and former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, who doesn't like the new wealth taxes being talked about in the presidential campaign. The IRS is hurting for more auditors, and IRS audits of especially millionaires way down over the last 8 years. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.